is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 17th of August, 2015. It was on this date, 1982, the first compact discs for commercial release were manufactured in Germany. CDs originally designed to store and playback sound recordings, later modified to store data. The first CD commercially produced, sold on this date, was ABBA's 1981 album, The Visitors. It's the birthday of Evan S. Connell, 1924, Kansas City, author of the novels Mrs. Bridge and Mr. Bridge. It's the birthday of the mystery writer Steve Hawkinsmith, born Louisville, 1968, best known for his Holmes on the Range series of cowboy mysteries. It's the birthday of the Irish writer Oliver St. John Gogarty, Dublin, 1878. He was a surgeon and a throat specialist, but he preferred writing poetry and plays and semi-autobiographical novels like As I Was Going Down Sackville Street and Tumbling in the Hay and It Isn't This Time of Year at All. He was a sort of friend of James Joyce and the inspiration for the character Buck Mulligan in Ulysses, much to Dr. Gogarty's annoyance. He did not take James Joyce seriously as a writer. He liked Yeats much better, so it irritated him when people reminded him of who Buck Mulligan really was. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Hughes, born in West Riding, Yorkshire, 1930. First collection came out in 1957, The Hawk in the Rain. Ted Hughes became known for his dramatic mythological themes, sometimes writing from the point of view of animals, especially crow. Married the poet Sylvia Plath in 1956, who committed suicide 7 years later. He administered her literary estate, didn't talk about her publicly until his collection of poems, Birthday Letters, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Between two evils, I like to pick the one I haven't tried before." Mae West, born Brooklyn, 1893. Davy Crockett, born on this day 1786 in Greene County, Tennessee, served 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and was defeated by a lawyer named Andrew Huntsman who had a peg leg. Davy Crockett said, "Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to succeed me, you may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas." And he left the next day and was killed the following year at the Battle of the Alamo. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick, Telescope. There is a moment after you move your eye away when you forget where you are because you've been living, it seems, somewhere else in the silence of the night sky. You've stopped being here in the world. You're in a different place, a place where human life has no meaning. You're not a creature in a body. You exist as the stars exist, participating in their stillness, their immensity. Then you're in the world again, at night, on a cold hill, taking the telescope apart. You realize afterward, not that the image is false, but the relation is false. You see again how far away each thing is from every other thing. Telescope, a poem by Louise Glick from her collection Averno, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.